Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you are listening to us from wherever on the planet you might happen to be. We're going to dive into something that may sound as if it's hyper-local, but it really does have national significance. And we're talking about first-in-the-nation caucuses, first-in-the-nation voting in the presidential election that is coming up in 2024. And with me are several people that are smack dab in the middle of this. First of all, Scott Brennan is a member of the Democratic National Committee. Scott, welcome. And Jay Byers is the president and CEO of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Joseph Jones is the executive director of the Harkin Institute based at Drake University. And Scott Racker is the executive director of the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center, also at Drake University. Anybody wearing Drake blue today?
I am, in fact.
Of course you are. Yeah, I think we all are. Yeah, it's a matter of fact.
5 for 5.
All right, I'm going to start with Scott Brennan, because this is one of those issues that has raised its head. I mean, we saw what happened in the 2020 adventure with regard to the app that didn't work, and everybody said, hey, the app doesn't work, and they said, use it anyway. And then, of course, that gave Iowa a pretty much of a black eye moving forward, and the butt of many jokes across the United States. So what, Scott, as you sit on the Democratic National Committee and you're making decisions with regard to the future of the electoral process in the United States, what is the position of the DNC as it comes to the caucuses in Iowa at this point?
It is clear that the Democratic National Committee is not a fan of caucuses. They view them as inherently undemocratic. And that may be true in some places, but in fact, in Iowa, the turnout for Iowa caucuses is actually much higher than in a lot of states that have primaries. And so we have great participation. But that has always concerned the DNC. And, you know, one of the concerns is that for labor leaders, it's the shift workers. If they're on the second shift, they're not available because a caucus takes place at a particular point in time. I think we always strive to improve the caucuses every cycle, and the intention is that we'll improve them this cycle as well. But it is clear there is a great preference for primaries among the Democratic National Committee.
One of the things that I hear, Scott, from the DNC is that Iowa is not representative with regard to diversity. But in 2008, Iowa sent Barack Obama, a black man, to win the Iowa caucuses. Same thing in 2012. And Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor and now a secretary of transportation, who is gay, also took the Iowa caucuses. So there is clearly some diversity of thought within the state of Iowa, yes?
Absolutely. There is a lot of diversity of thought. You know, they do criticize the fact that we are not as diverse as certainly some other places. But in fact, the diversity in Iowa has increased greatly over the last decade, one. And two, Iowa provides a diversity that is a bit unique in the process, because Iowa is a place where you have to learn how to talk to rural working class folks. And if the Democrats stop talking to those folks, you know, we're doomed to electoral, you know, irrelevance.
One of the things that happened recently is that State Democratic Chair Ross Wilburn sent a letter to the DNC saying, okay, hey, hold on before you make a final decision. We're up to making maybe some changes within the system, but we would like to retain the whole caucus idea. Are you aware of that letter?
Yes, I was part of preparing the letter. So the letter was intended for the Rules and Bylaws Committee, and I serve on the Rules and Bylaws Committee. There are 40 of us who serve on that committee. And so that was our letter of intent. Mm. There were actually 18 states and territories that submitted letters of intent. But Chair Wilburn, you know, has committed to changing the caucus process in order to satisfy some of the concerns That have been coming out of the Rules and Bylaws Committee.
That's the voice of Scott Brennan, ladies and gentlemen, Democratic National Committee. I'm going to turn this over to, and I indicated right out of the gun, that this is not necessarily a political issue, but the Republican Party in on the state of Iowa have also already said, Scott, is that correct, that they're committed to holding the caucus in 2024 as Iowa first in the nation?
On the Republican side, their calendar is now set, and the Iowa caucuses will be first in 2024.
Yeah. All right. Moving down the line, I want to get some input from the executive director of the Robert D. Ray and Billy Ray Center at Drake University. Scott, thank you for coming in to talk about this. What is your thought about this? And again, we're talking about Iowa. And people out there are going, well, what the heck is Iowa? You know, why would Iowa rank as an important part of this whole caucus experience? From your vantage point, with regard to how, we all celebrate Governor Ray and what he did decades ago when we talk about diversity in the state of Iowa. What's your take?
I think the opportunity for Iowans to weigh in early in this process, and in fact in the first caucus, is critical not only for Iowa but for our country as a whole. And I think one of the things that Governor Ray was a strong advocate of was civility and bringing people together for common ground, and one of the things I'm really encouraged by and have seen year over year, including when Scott Brennan was the party chair of the Democratic Party, is the Republican Party of Iowa and the Democratic Party of Iowa working together in tandem to protect the first in the nation caucuses. It brings us together as Iowans. So I think it's notable that the Republican Party chair, Jeff Kaufman, has come out publicly, not just encouraging, but really the necessity that the Democratic Party also would hold the first in the nation caucuses. Why I believe that's important is that Iowa does have a very intelligent electorate of voters. They take the time to go into depth with candidates, and Iowa is still a place that requires retail politics. You can be at the Greater Des Moines Partnership Forum, but then you're driving 2 hours away to a pizza ranch someplace and meeting with 20 individuals who are asking hard and tough questions. And then those get vetted out in living rooms and high school gymnasiums and elementary school cafeterias, weighing in on our voice. And as Scott Brennan said, we do bring a diversity to this, and candidly, a diversity that both parties need to be talking to.
When we're talking about the political climate that is in the United States or Iowa or wherever it happens to be in this country, it's so divisive. You champion the whole idea of individuals listening and talking to each other and bringing some civility to that conversation. Is that possible in today's wild and really divisive world?
I think it's not only possible, we see examples of it. We see it in our own communities. We've seen that with DART and their reorganization of their governance structure. We've seen it with the ICON water trails of municipalities coming together. We've seen it with the Des Moines Public Schools and their athletic advisory committee. And we heard today, as we're in D.C. on the partnership trip from our congressional delegation, bipartisan bills that are being sponsored and supported on issues. I think Iowa can lead the way and, in fact, does lead the way. Do we have a lot of work to do? Yes, we do. But where better to do that work and represent that work than Iowa is the best place in the country to do it. And again, coming back to the first in the nation caucuses, where else do you have Democratic and Republican Party members working together on the common good for their state and the country than in Iowa? I think that's a strong point that I'm hopeful the Democratic National Committee will be open to as they look at the options they have before them.
It is a fascinating conversation. We are in Washington, D.C., as a matter of fact, with the Greater Des Moines Partnership on their annual D.C. trip. I think over 40 years this has been going on. We're going to turn this over to Joseph Jones, who is with the Harkin Institute, also at Drake University. This, again, you worked for Senator Harkin in D.C., and you've been through all of these issues with regard to the caucus. What's your game? What's your thought process as you look at Iowa continuing to be, and how important is it that we're first in the nation?
Well, I would echo the comments that both the Scots made. I think that, you know, they hit the nail on the head with talking about the voters in our state and also the diversity of thought, which is really important. I would add to that and double down and say that Iowans are really great consumers of news and information. They take their role seriously, being first. I don't think that they see it as a position in which, you know, they deserve, but it's more of a privilege and honor to do the service, to help winnow the field. And they take the time to study the issues. And of course, you know, we study public policy at the Harkin Institute, and it's interesting to hear the general citizen talk about issues that are really important to them, and having studied the issues and the plans of many of the candidates. And so they come with really great questions to ask those candidates, and they want details. They want to know those policy answers.
Well, part of your job with the Harkin Institute is to facilitate that conversation, isn't it, about a great number of issues that impact not only Iowans, but people across the country, yes?
Right. And to be able to help folks, you know, clear through information and decide what's important to them and what they want to know more about. How is this particular thing going to affect me and my family? How is it going to affect other communities that I care about? Because they've spent the time to learn about those issues, and we try to connect them with those public policy issues as well, so they can have some nonpartisan, well-researched information and really be able to ask those intelligent questions and move with their issues.
Joseph Jones, ladies and gentlemen, from the Harkin Institute. All right, we're going to move to the chairman of the board, so to speak. He is the president and CEO of the Greater Des Moines Partnership, on whose dime we are all, well, sort of, not exactly, what a lot of us paid some money for this, did we?
It's a part, we're called a partnership for a reason, right?
Yeah. It's not a one-way street, but it was a wonderful party last night. Thank you very much. Stay with us, because coming up next, Jay Byers, the president and CEO of the Greater Des Moines Partnership, offers up 10 reasons why the DNC should keep Iowa first. Click ahead for more.